Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Friday, August 11th, but you remember I started celebrating in July, the beginning of Leo season. So we'll continue playing happy birthday for myself and fellow Leos, kings and queens, and August babies. Thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It is Thursday, the 16th, right? My apologies for us not broadcasting on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. There was technical difficulties going on with BTR. Even those that call in by Direct Connect were having problems and recommended to call in. But each time I would call in, couldn't get through. So immediately, you know, kept Thursday up, and we will be on air on Friday for Foodie and Fun Friday. I'm not sure if Cousin Linda will be joining us or not this evening, but it is Travel Thursday. And what is my concern with regards to Travel Thursday is the surge of COVID that has been happening, hot spots that have been happening here in the States and abroad. And just a reminder for all of us to, you know, live our lives freely, but safely also. But I'm like, oh, no, not a surge, because you all know I am. Mother Bear is just, right, I love Mother Bears for some reason. Mother Bear is coming out. And I'm like, no, not a surge, but I'm not going to let COVID stop me from getting back out there into the world. We cannot let it control us, but we do have the responsibility to be mindful and to take care of ourselves and respect others and make sure others are safe. So I just when we're traveling and when we're just traveling in our community to school, work, running errands, leisure time, just in traveling in our communities and interacting with others, just to remember to be careful and mindful and take care of ourselves and take care of our environment and the people that we share and interact time with. So I'm on the CDC website, so I just want to remind some of us, remind myself, remind you, those of you that are experts that want to call in, feel free to call in to talk about the surge that we are experiencing in COVID. And also it is with school season here and fall and winter here, it is also flu and cold season. And it's horrific when you get a cold in the summertime. Oh, my God. Summer colds are the worst. Those of you that have been concerned about the weather here in the Deep South in Jackson, Mississippi, we have experienced some beautiful, cooler temperatures the past few days. It's been in the 90s, and it's been breezy and less humidity. But the three-digit temps will return on tomorrow, those of you that would like to know. Definitely sending out prayers around the world, sending out prayers to Maui, Hawaii. Let's take a moment of silence for the loss of lives and the families and friends and even vacationers that were visiting Maui and that's in Maui now. Let's just pray. And for people that have come from around the world, if not through the financial donations and sending aid, but those that physically have traveled, from our reporters who are doing amazing stories on all the networks, and those that like to help. I mean, the Cajun Army, even from down here in the Deep South, New Orleans area, they're there. So it's just amazing to see us come together. And I'm praying that all the families get closure regarding the loss of loved ones and pets also. And also, let's take a moment of silence and definitely sending out prayers and condolences and praying for strength for those that are searching for remains and those that are rebuilding. And we'll take another moment of silence for world peace, for us to have less pain and hate and experience more peace. And also prayer for those that lost their pets in the doggy daycare during the flood in D.C. and praying for the homeless, the unhoused around the world. And just a moment of silence for all of us that we have five more months left in this year. 2024 is so near. You know, it's Christmas. People are Halloween and Christmas shopping already. 2024 is practically here. So let's pray for more good news, less violence, less domestic killings, less war, less homicides, less mass shootings, more coming together of our leaders and just all of us coming together and seeing that it's one world in all of us. So let's take a moment of silence for, you know, whatever's on your mind and in your thoughts. Just put it up. Put it up in this space of moment of silence. Like my prayer partner, Prophet Anthony Private Sr. and his wife, First Lady, say, just, you know, place it up. Place it up in prayer. God knows. God knows your heart and knows what, you know, what's in your spirit. So whatever we're feeling, let's place it in this moment of silence for world peace and more love in this world. Yes, and I take a deep inhale, exhale on that one, most definitely. So Cousin Linda haven't joined us yet, but I'm sure she will join us on tomorrow. CDC, control and prevention. Stay up to date with our vaccines, and this has been updated for July the 17th, 2023. What you need to know. But I've been seeing a lot of news, headline news stories about surges. And also I've talked to friends on social media that are recovering from COVID. Also I have heard about COVID through a meeting with my church, Cathedral Ami Zion. I've heard, you know, there's been outbreaks at certain places, gatherings. But what you need to know section of CDC. Everyone aged 6 years and older should get one updated Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine to be updated. People aged 65 years and older may get a second dose of updated Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. I got my fourth shot November 22nd, 2022, on my mother's birthday. And if you all remember, loved ones were sick too, and I had a sore throat, and I became very ill. I mean, my anti-vaxxer friend said it was the COVID shot, but I thought it was a bad cold. But, you know, it was a cold flu that lasted nearly a month. I was so glad to get over that, but it wasn't a good way to lose weight, but I did like that, even though some of those pounds came back on me, but they're getting back off right now, thanks to the Salt Bay diet and exercise. People who are moderately or severely immune compromised may get additional doses of updated Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Children aged 6 months to 5 years may need multiple doses of COVID-19 vaccine to be up to date, including at least one dose of updated Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, depending on the number of doses they've previously received and their age. COVID-19 vaccine recommendations will be updated as needed. Recommendations for people, yes, shared all that. So that's basically what we need to know. Now, COVID-19 vaccines available in the United States are effective at protecting people from getting seriously ill, being hospitalized, and dying. As with other vaccine-preventable diseases, you are best protected from COVID-19 when you stay up to date with the recommended vaccination. COVID-19 vaccines authorized in the United States, Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, Novavax, Johnson & Johnson, Janssen. Get vaccines if you had or currently have COVID-19. If you recently had COVID-19, you still need to stay up to date with your vaccines. But you may consider delaying your next vaccine dose by 3 months from when your symptoms started, or if you had no symptoms when you first received a positive test. Reinfection is less likely in the weeks to months after infection. However, certain factors could be reasons to get a vaccine sooner rather than later, such as personal risk of severe disease or risk of disease in a loved one or a close contact. Local COVID-19 hospital admission level and the most common COVID variants. Learn about getting your vaccine. Do you need to wait to get vaccinated after getting COVID-19 or getting treatment for COVID-19? How can you prepare for vaccination? What can you expect during and after your vaccination? All of that is on CDC's website. How to protect yourself and others. There are many ways your actions can help protect you, your household, your community from severe illness from COVID-19. CDC's COVID-19 hospital admission levels provide information about the amount of severe illness in your community where you are located to help you decide when you take action to protect yourself and others. So this is Travel Thursday, too, so it's important to know within your community and also when you're traveling to other communities. Because I, in my research and talking about this piece, since April, there's been a surge in hot spots across America in certain counties where COVID has been surging. So it's good to find out when you're traveling what's going on with COVID and anything else that's happening in particular counties and areas, counties in America and areas that you travel to abroad. In addition to basic health and hygiene practices like hand washing, CDC recommends some prevention actions at all COVID-19 hospital admission levels, which include staying up to date with COVID-19 vaccines, improving ventilation, getting tested for COVID-19 if needed, following recommendations for what to do if you have been exposed, staying home if you have suspected or confirmed COVID-19, seeking treatment if you have COVID-19 and are at a high risk of getting very sick, avoid contact with people who you have suspected or confirmed COVID-19. Stay up to date with your COVID-19 vaccines. COVID-19 vaccines help your body develop protection from the virus that causes COVID-19. Let me repeat, COVID-19 vaccines help your body develop protection from the virus that causes COVID-19. Now, I hear some of my anti-vaxxer friends, and I have many friends who have not got a COVID shot and won't. And they say, well, you know, it's COVID in it, so you get COVID by getting the vaccine. You know, I'm just saying, that's what my anti-vaxxer friends say. But CDC says COVID-19 vaccines help your body develop protection from the virus that causes COVID-19. Although vaccinated people sometimes get infected with the virus that causes COVID-19, staying up to date on COVID-19 vaccines significantly lowers the risk of getting very sick, being hospitalized or dying from COVID-19. CDC recommends that everyone stay up to date on their COVID-19 vaccines, especially people with weakened immune systems. To find COVID-19 vaccine locations near you, go to vaccines.gov. Again, to find COVID-19 vaccine locations near you, search vaccines.gov. Also, text your zip code to 438829. Again, to find vaccine locations near you, search vaccines.gov. Text your zip code to 438829. Text your zip code to 438829 or call their 800 number. The 800 number is 1-800-232-0233. 1-800-232-0233. 1-800-232-0233. That's the 800 number to find vaccine locations near you. Improving ventilation, moving air into and out of or within a room, and filtration, trapping particles on a filter to remove them from the air can help prevent virus particles from accumulating in indoor air. Improving ventilation and filtration can help protect from getting infected with and spreading the virus that causes COVID-19. Spending time outside when possible instead of inside can also help viral particles spread between people more readily indoors than outdoors. Actions that can improve ventilation and filtration include bringing in as much outdoor air as possible, for example, opening windows, increasing air filtration in your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, your HVAC system, which as by changing filters frequently and using filters that are properly fitted and provide high filtration. Using portable high-efficiency particulate air cleaners, turning on exhaust fans and using other fans to improve airflow, turning your thermostat to the on position instead of auto to ensure your HVAC system provides continuous airflow and filtration. CDC's interactive ventilation tools can help you see how much you can improve ventilation in your home or school. Moving indoor activities outdoors, you are less likely to be infected with COVID-19 during outdoor activities because virus particles do not build up in the air outdoors as much as they do indoors. As the COVID-19 hospital admission level rises, consider increasing the number of group activities you move outside. Also, financial support may be available to certain entities like schools to make ventilation improvements. And I'm just adding those of us that like humidifiers. You know, they're good. Oh, Cousin Linda is on with us. So that's pretty cool. Yay. Look like it. Yeah, that's Cousin Linda. Cousin Linda's on with us, too. You all turn our mic on in a minute. Get tested. If you have COVID-19 symptoms, let me take a sip of water. Excuse me. Dry throat. That's why it's good we co-host together. We can take breaks. I had to take a sip of water. Get tested if you have COVID-19 symptoms. A viral test tells you if you are infected with the virus that causes COVID-19, if you have COVID-19 symptoms, you should get tested for COVID-19 immediately. If you have been exposed to COVID-19, do not have symptoms, you should test 5 full days after your exposure. If you do not test at the right time, you are more likely to get an inaccurate test result. You may choose to get a PCR test at a testing site or healthcare facility. PCR tests are more likely to detect the virus compared to antigen tests. Rapid antigen tests provide results quickly and are available at testing sites or for use at home. FDA recommends 2 negative antigen tests if you have symptoms or 3 negative antigen tests if you do not have symptoms. Perform 2 days, 48 hours apart to be confident that you do not have COVID-19. I haven't taken the COVID test in a few months. Praise God, I have never gotten COVID, and I pray, Lord, never to get it. But I send prayers out to our family and friends that we've lost to COVID, and I have friends. I had a friend that had to close her beauty school down because of long COVID. She and her staff got COVID, and she is still dealing with long COVID, and it's been a couple of years. So sad. So definitely praying for all that are dealing with that. Even when you don't have symptoms or recent exposure to COVID-19, testing may help you make informed decisions about your health and your risk of spreading COVID-19 to others, especially those who are at risk of severe illnesses. And look, to be honest, no matter how, Cousin Linda and I talk about it often on Mindful Monday when we're talking about mindful health advice. We can be in good health one day and not in good health the next. So that's information for all of us. Those of us that are in the best of health, we got to do our best to stay in the best of health. Those of us that are getting back in shape, like myself, we got to work hard to get back in shape. And we just got to do better. We just got to do better, all of us, even the best of the best. That's why the best of the best are always motivating us. They you know, like, hey, you got to do this. You got to do this. Really. They're not just talking. So we got to take care of ourselves and have people around us that care about us and love us and don't mind. And people stop turning down help also. You know, some of us are so prideful and don't like people to help. So, and I'm talking to myself too. But, you know, we need to, you know, have open arms for each other, give and take. If Following recommendations for what to do if you have been exposed. If you were exposed to someone with COVID-19, you may have been affected with the virus. Follow these CDC's recommendations for what you do if you were exposed. This includes wearing a high-quality mask when indoors, around others, including inside your home for 10 days, testing, monitoring yourself to symptoms. Stay at home when you have suspected or confirmed COVID-19. Don't go spreading it around. Be mindful that you want to get better and you don't want to spread it to me or to your grandma or your lover, your husband. You know, you don't want to spread it even to the stranger that you're sitting next to, you know, at a restaurant or something. So if you have COVID-19, you can spread it to others. Even if you do not have symptoms, you have symptoms, get tested and stay home until you have your results. If you have tested positive, even without symptoms, follow CDC's isolation recommendations. The recommendations include staying home and away from others for at least 5 days, possibly more, depending on how the virus affects you, and wearing a high-quality mask when indoors and around others for a period of time. Seeking treatment if you have COVID-19 and are at high risk of getting very sick. Effective treatments are now widely available and free, and you may be eligible. Contact your health provider, your health department, or your community health center to learn more about options. Don't delay. Treatment must be started within a few days after you first develop symptoms to be affected. If you don't have timely access to a healthcare provider, check if a test to treat location is in your community. And I'm thinking, just get to the ER. You know, in the words of my doctor, get to the ER. You can get tested, received, and it's nothing funny about that, but I'm just saying, get to the ER, get to one of these local. All of us have those little medical centers in our communities, from small towns to big cities, you know, MIAs, Baptist Clinic, you know, these small clinics that we can go to. And they are up on it because they're usually connected to the larger hospitals. They're just branches. And also your comprehensive health centers in your community. You can get tested, receive a prescription from a health care provider, either on-site or by telehealth, and have it filled all at one location. Avoiding contact with people suspected or confirmed. So I think we went over that. Prevention actions to add as needed. There are some additional prevention actions that may be done at any level, but CDC especially recommends considering in certain circumstances or at a medium or high COVID-19 hospital admission levels. Wearing masks or respirators. Increase the space and distance. Remember that masks are made to contain droplets and particles that you breathe, cough, or sneeze out. I know many of you, it's uncomfortable to me, but, you know, Cousin Linda even says it's uncomfortable to her, but, you know, we want to be healthy. A variety of masks are available. Some masks provide a higher level of protection than others. Respirators, for example, N95 are made to protect you by fitting closely on the face to filter out particles, including the virus that causes COVID-19. They can also block droplets and particles you breathe, cough, or sneeze out so you do not spread them to others. Respirators, for example, N95, provide higher protection than masks. When wearing a mask or respirator, for example, N95, it is most important to choose one that you can wear correctly, that fits closer to your face, over your mouth and nose, that provides good protection, and that is comfortable for you. So remember that, and remember, you know, we're experiencing hot spots and surges and travel, and I'm talking about COVID because there are some hot spots and some surges are happening in areas that are called hot spots, and it's just important for us to be mindful, you know, to continue living our lives. And like I said, I'm mama bear. I feel like a mama bear coming back out. I'm coming out. I'm a butterfly spreading her wings. And then I see on all these headline news channels, news reports, that it's surging. And I did not think it was going anywhere, but I'm feeling comfortable to get out there, like Cousin Linda, get out there and interact and work and make money and be sociable with people again, you know, like before COVID came. So then you hear this, but we can't let it control us, but we do want to be healthy, and we don't want any losing the loved ones, and we don't want to lose ourselves either. So it's important for me to share this. Now, again, I'm on a reliable site. I'm on CDC. Because, you know, most of our shows back in the day in 2020, 21, 22 talked a lot about COVID updates. So seeing all these news reports, I felt doing Travel Thursday, it is very important for us to talk about that. Even Cousin Linda and I mentioned it practically on every show to be safe with COVID. And, again, it's cold and flu season. It's time for us to get our updated COVID and flu, I mean, our flu and our pneumonia and cold shot also, and any other shots that any of us might need of in our age group. To avoid this possible exposure, you may want to avoid crowded areas or keep distance between yourself and others. These actions also protect people who are high risk for getting very sick from COVID-19 instead, where there are multiple risks for exposure. So I'm going to go ahead and stop right there, but I had to share this, and then when it seemed like I was so low, I'm like, let me go ahead and just go full out with talking about the importance for us to be safe. If we're just traveling in our communities, going shopping, having fun, leisure time, it's sports season. We're going to games. We're going to events. We're doing a lot. We're hosting events. We're doing a lot at work, like Cousin Linda and I talk about. There's a lot of things going on. It's already Christmas holiday season. Forget Labor Day and fair season and Halloween and Thanksgiving. It's already Christmas time season, holiday shopping season. So we're on social media, but we also are getting out there. And many of you been back out. Many of you never stopped being out. But it's just important for us to be mindful. Even if there aren't restrictions in certain areas, think about your own well-being and think about the well-being of others that you are spending time with. I'm just going to mention, Cousin Linda and I have talked about this, and we talked about it on the show. They're talking about it now on NBC. You know, we're hosting this big Mississippi Book Festival that I had been thinking about going to even before Cousin Linda broke the news to me that Mike Pence is coming. It's going to be 102 degrees on Saturday. I'm still up in the air if I'm going to Mississippi Book Festival. But those of you that want to travel, I mean, you still have time to come to Mississippi for the big book festival. And if you're an author or love books, definitely come. It's on the ground of our state capitol. Also, and I believe Mike Pence will be speaking on the inside at 2:45. He's promoting his book. He's really not campaigning, but it's good, I guess, to do two-in-one thing. And also, we have Emmett Till weekend coming up next weekend. So I'll talk more about the Emmett Till weekend on tomorrow. But a big shout-out, you know, you all, we had the primary last week. So a big shout-out to those that will be dealing with the runoff on August the 29th. Big shout-out our mayor's sister. And, you know, if you all stop by and talk with me or leave stuff on the door, you know I'm going to shout you out. And I always shout out them. The mayor's sister, her canvassers or herself, I hate I missed them. I don't know if it was her or her canvassers, but I hate I missed them. But they left a push card on the door last evening for her runoff. And so she's in the runoff for the district that I live in, 72. I voted in my Republican primaries, and I voted for won, and I do support her. I will campaign and canvass for her, do anything, but I feel I'm doing it just promoting her. But I'll shout out whoever, you know, give me information, let people know who's in the runoff. But I'm not quite sure. I'm thinking she's running against Gibbs, who is trying to get his mother's seat, but I don't want to give out the wrong information. So she's the only one I know that's in that runoff. But a big shout out to my friend Malcolm Johnson. He's in a runoff for Hinds County Supervisor spot, District 5, against the incumbent, Bobcat McGowan. So a big shout out. I was on his campaign team in 2019 when he didn't beat the incumbent, but I think he's ahead of the incumbent, you know, in counting numbers, but, you know, it's supposed to be that 50 plus one. And then there's, you know, there are a couple of supervisors who are not conceding, even though they lost by large numbers, they're not conceding until the last vote is counted. So I keep you all updated on that part of the Hans County Supervisors race. And also a big shout out and condolence to our mayor, Honorable Chakwe and Charlie Lumumba, and our JPD chiefs, Joseph Wade and JPD headquarters. We lost a 28-year veteran on yesterday. He was found unresponsive at his fiancée's home, Captain Lee Robinson. So sending our condolences to his family and JPD headquarters and all law enforcement here in Jackson, around Mississippi, across America, and around the world. Definitely sending out love and prayers. So open the mic to Cousin Linda. Let me get off my soapbox. I didn't even know I had that much to say, but I'm passionate when it comes about us being mindful about COVID, and especially Cousin Linda and I. We lost all our aunts are our favorites, but we lost an aunt that we both were was close to from an outbreak that happened at her nursing home, as you all know. So this is Trevor Thursday, and I believe Cousin Linda have a lot of info for us. Talking about how to get fabulous travel deals. So I'll just shoot out some TripAdvisor like Cousin and I talk about, booking.com, hotels.com. A Cousin Linda shared with me that she's not getting a lot of information from the airline. Just, you know, those are some very good sites. So I'm getting the dry mouth, so that's my sign to shut my lips and open this mic up for Cousin Linda after playing another birthday song for all the August birthday babies.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday.
Are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hello, Cousin Bethany and listeners. Welcome to Travel Thursday, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see my post that I tagged you regarding bed bugs in Las Vegas? Some of the upscale hotels even had bed bugs.
No, I seen some awesome songs you were playing before the broadcast.
Okay, I posted this yesterday or either the day before. So that's one of the tips. Be wary of what's going on in your hotel room. As soon as you get in there, start looking under the bed, look on the bed, look at the sheets and everything. And also, I hear a phone ringing or something, Bethany. Are you still there?
You can continue to talk.
Okay. I had read online when you arrive in your hotel room, don't put your suitcase on that suitcase rack, and definitely don't put it on the bed. Put it in the bathtub. And in case there are any bed bugs that's on your suitcase, they will be in the bathtub and you can wash them down the drain. So look out for that. And then
wow.
I had some just little basic tips, but you might forget about them that I'm looking at on Google. Do your research. Get to know your destination in depth before you arrive. Now, I've always practiced that. I check with the State Department to see if there are any kinds of rules or regulations, because I did international travel.
Mm-hmm.
I did way more international travel than domestic travel.
Right.
So I had to keep updated on what's going on in the country that I was visiting. I learned some of their customs and, you know, not what to do. Like some places, they don't shake hands. Some places, certain expressions. expressions are a no-no because you don't want to offend your host company, country. So just make sure you look that up, see what's going on. And if you're traveling in the United States, I don't guess you have too much to be concerned about other than safety. Don't draw attention to yourself. If you're traveling to some countries where you think you might be a standout, a lot of places have pickpockets. I was warned before I went to Italy and London to be wary of pickpockets. And I think, Bethany, we did discuss this. I was telling you about how children
right.
will come and hug you and embrace you and pick your pocket. Make sure
right.
you have copies. Make sure you have copies of important documents. Prior to cell phones, I used to go to Kinko's or either use my fax machine back in the days when you could print copies from fax machines. I had copies of everything in my wallet, in my purse, and in my suitcase because I'm always thinking, well, in case one gets lost. Then I would write down my document number and give it to somebody back at home, either a coworker or, and when my mother was alive, definitely her. And after she passed, then I would send, like, my document numbers to several people, friends on email, to make sure in case I didn't have my passport number or whatever, somebody at home had it. And keep your friends and family updated. And that kind of is in reference to what I just said. I always would give my itinerary to at least three or four people and let them know where I'm going, what I'm going to be doing, excursions or tours that I intended to take. And sometimes I'd even let my hotel know in case I get a phone call or whatever. Back in the days when hotels were attentive to their guests. I'm going to be doing this, or I'd make travel arrangements through the travel desk at my hotel, leaving like a little trail of where I'm going to be. Be wary of public Wi-Fi. Safeguard your hotel room, which is good advice because I was in a hotel in Dubai, and something just
yeah.
told me, because they didn't have, in my opinion, they didn't have adequate locks. Like when
uh-huh.
you open the door and that catch where they can only open the door just a few inches. Now, I don't know. It was Sofitel downtown. But for some reason, I felt like I had to put a chair up to the door and a coat hanger on the doorknob, just taking all kinds of precautions, which is good because for some reason, one of the hotel employees just decided he would open my door. I don't know if I had requested something. I can't think of anything that I would have needed, but I was taking a nap. And next thing I know, somebody is trying to open my hotel door. And thank goodness I had put these
wow.
little barriers up to the door where he couldn't get in. And to this day,
uh-huh.
I don't know what it was. I can't remember why he would have been coming there. And be aware of your surroundings, especially if you're traveling alone, male or female. When you're going to your room, make sure that you don't have any suspicious characters that's out there in the hall waiting to pounce on you before you enter your room. Make sure you guard whatever you're drinking because people can put knockout drops or roofies or whatever they call them in your drinks. Be
right.
kind of leery. When I was traveling, you didn't have to be as conscious, even though, as safety conscious, I mean, even though I would be since I was traveling alone and didn't really
right.
know anybody. And if I met a local person, I was very cautious. I wouldn't say I was just overly suspicious or anything, but I've just always been a kind of cautious person. So those are just some of the tips that I have. And, you know, we talked about travel insurance. And I think you take that out at your own risk. Or if you do purchase travel insurance, make sure you ask every question. Record what the person is saying because they can easily say, well, that's not what I told you. Because reading that fine print, you might still not understand it. I know I didn't. Because I got burned two times on travel insurance.
Well, that's what you told me. And then, you know, I tell you, I have new AAA, and you don't give AAA a good recommendation, but I see they have a lot to say about travel insurance.
Mm-hmm. Well, they sell insurance. That's one of their major products.
Right.
When I first started,
so of course they have a lot to say about travel insurance.
When I first started working for AAA, and I was in roadside assistance, and our manager said that they didn't make money off roadside assistance. He said their major income was insurance. So they sell life insurance and car insurance, travel insurance, and I guess everything that comes under the insurance umbrella. That's a big money maker for them. So I can imagine
right.
They would highly recommend it. And be sure to take your alcohol wipes. You were talking about COVID when I called in. And you don't see as many warnings or notifications or whatever about be safety conscious regarding COVID. But still take your hand sanitizer, your Clorox or whatever, Lysol wipes. And in my case, I'll put some wipes in a little plastic bag and pour alcohol on top of them. It's kind of like I'm trying to really double kill whatever germ might be out there. And when I go to restaurants, I didn't do it Friday when I met Jerry, but I'm definitely going to do it when I meet the ladies on Saturday. I pass out little wipes and stuff, and we make sure we have hand sanitizer. Because even though COVID is not rampant like it was, it might still be something else out there, just a
right.
virus.
It's a new variant.
Cold.
It's like Eros or something, and I didn't have, like, the Eros information in front of me, but it's surging in a lot of places. It's a hot spot. It's kind of like Eros
yeah.
or something like that.
I posted something on Facebook the other day that was saying that there's this new strain of COVID, and we should be getting a vaccine in late September or early October. So I have been double vaxxed and double boosted, but then I'm going to get this next variant shot when it becomes available.
Right. Me too.
Yeah.
And it is time to get those that need to get their cold and flu and
shot.
Pneumonia shots, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought seeing this surge happening, like you were saying, it's not an outbreak. It was outbreaks in hotspot areas, but it's not, you know, it's not. But we want to prevent it from doing going into, I don't even want to say the word, but going into the P word again. We definitely, you know, want to prevent that. We want to kill it. We want to decrease it wherever it outbreaks.
Yeah, I just recently stopped taking my wipes to the grocery store with me. I kind of let my guard down. But when I go to Winco, most of the time, and Kroger definitely, Kroger has that, they still have the spray and the paper towel where you can wipe down
uh-huh.
your cart. But now it's
right.
kind of iffy at Winco. They may have it some days and they may not. But most of the time I'd have my wipes. But the last few little times, like I said, I let my guard down. And I haven't had my wipes. I've been kind of dependent on the stores. Walmart definitely does not have anything for you to clean your cart with. So you may want to wear your mask, because I wore a mask to the bank today. You
uh-huh.
may want to take your wipes with you to Walmart, because I don't think they're being cautious.
I try to keep my mask or close to me or on my person, because I don't know who's going up and
mm-hmm.
show up or who's while I'm outside, who's just going to approach me and start talking. And I'm like, oh, my
mm-hmm.
God, I don't know who and where this person been. And they don't know
yeah.
where I've been either. But I'm very protective. So, but even the most protective
yeah.
people get it. So thank God you and I have never gotten it. And I pray us and none of our loved ones and any, I just wish it would go away.
Well, I don't think it's going to go away because it keeps reinventing
right.
itself.
Right,
so
exactly.
That's going to be here for a long time.
Right. But with this season and many events and And not just like you were saying, I thought, as we talk about Travel Thursday, but like you're really putting emphasis on, and you do mention it often, just living our daily lives, traveling in our communities, doing what we're doing, like you said, shopping, going to doctor's appointments, meeting friends. We still have to be mindful. You know, we can be relaxed, but then we still have to be somewhat guarded also.
Yeah, and back on international travel, if you're going to a foreign country or even just south of the border, make sure you check to see if they have any kind of contagious viruses or whatever that's going on in those areas, because it may not be prevalent in the United States, but it's because we have so many people now. International travel is about as common as domestic travel these days. So make sure you are on the up and up, because I remember when I was traveling, I had to read up on information, like I think there were measles outbreaks in India. Even though I wasn't going to India, I still wanted to know the updates of what's going on. You may encounter somebody that's visiting from India to the country where you are, because in Dubai you have quite a few people from India who live in Dubai and who travel to Dubai back and forth all the time. And when I went to Morocco, I was advised, I think from the State Department, to take malaria tablets. And I was on a tour, and there were about 53 of us, and I was the only person taking malaria tablets, because nobody else had done any research and nobody was informed. And I don't think it was anything serious, but that was one of the precautions that I took. So I went to Hines County Health Department, I think it was, and I got some information, and the physician there recommended that I do the malaria tablets. And there was only one drugstore in Jackson that I could find who could fill the prescription. And I went to the chain drugstores, and none of them carried the medication. And Brent's Drugs, I think it was Brent's. It was, you know, not a mom and pop, but certainly an individual pharmacy.
Right.
They were the only ones that had those malaria tablets. And I remember the pharmacist said, well, where are you going, Africa or somewhere? And I said, yes, I'm going to North Africa, to Morocco. And he said, oh, because he was wondering, why would I need a prescription for malaria?
Right. Like, what's going on with you?
Yeah. And so I was just really impressed with them. I'm like, the chain pharmacist can't fill this prescription? And then I go to the individual owned pharmacy, and no problem, they had it. And also, if you're traveling overseas, be sure you get some currency. I was surprised when I came here to Dallas, Texas. I went to the banks thinking that I could just go in and purchase foreign currency. You couldn't do that here. Very few of them even had foreign currency. And if they did, on the rare occasion, I think maybe one or two banks that I went to had foreign currency, but if you didn't have an account with them, they wouldn't sell it to you. And so I went somewhere, I can't remember, where they recommended that I go to Thomas Cook Travel, which is in downtown, was at the time downtown Dallas. I don't even know if they still exist here. And I had to go into like some office building up to the 37th floor to Thomas Cook Travel to get currency. I think I was going to Brazil, and I needed to get some, what did they call them? I can't remember what their dollars were called. But I was able to do that. But now in the international terminal at DFW Airport, and I assume other airports, they have Nick Pereira, which is good for international currencies, and AAA. I'll have to give them a little plug. AAA has currency exchange centers at the international terminal. So make sure, if it's nothing but $100 worth, you want to be able to tip your taxi or your limo driver. And when you get to the hotel, you'll probably need to tip your door person, your bellhop, or and maybe the doorman. I don't know. So be sure you have some currency, and you may want to eat real quick at a hotel or at a restaurant out on the street or something, and they may not take a credit card. And on credit cards, I don't know about now, but once upon a time, American Express was not widely accepted overseas. So now they have so many ways of being able to pay for stuff with your phone and what have you. But I still would say for cases like if you want to give somebody a tip or something, make sure you have some of the currency that coincides with the company, I mean the country that you're visiting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you've got your charger with you for your phone. If you don't
yes,
have,
that is crazy when you don't have a charger, your charger stops working.
Mm-hmm. And now people are doing, what is it, the wireless charger, I guess? Because I have a couple of them that I don't know how to use that were given to me. But just make sure that you keep your whatever you have that needs batteries, make sure you take extra batteries with you or your charging systems or whatever. If you have medication that you have to take, make sure you have your medication, take a prescription with you. And some countries may consider your medication drugs, so you want to have some kind of statement from your doctor stating that this is not an illegal narcotic. This is a prescribed life-saving medication. I know when I went to Dubai, I was so afraid of being charged with bringing a drug into the country, I didn't even want to take aspirin. And I had some major dental work done the day before, and I was afraid the pain would come back. And also, I had caught a cold. So it was kind of like a double whammy on me going to a Muslim country. And I didn't take any cold medicine, so when Laverne and I got to our hotel, and I was asking the hotel where could I get cold medication, and they told us about this, there are a lot of drugstores at the mall. So we went to the mall, and I went to the first pharmacy that I saw, and I asked the young lady that worked in there if I could buy over-the-counter cold medicine. And she said, sure, no problem. But just be careful when you're visiting these countries, because I think when I went to Malaysia, I don't want to give Malaysia a bad name, but I think it was Malaysia that had a big sign at the border that said death immediately to drug smugglers. A lot of countries don't play. When they say death to drug smugglers, they mean it. They don't care what country you're from. And when you do get ready internationally, make sure, Bethany, you talked about this, make sure your passport is up to date. You don't want to arrive at the airport or at the harbor or wherever you leave in to take your cruise at the port of departure and find out that your passport has expired.
Right.
And make sure you have extra toothbrushes, soap, towels, because you just never know. I even put a roll of toilet paper in my suitcase just in case. So some countries, depending on where you go, toilet paper is a luxury. I know when I went to Brazil and I was at a museum and there were two young ladies at the entrance to the restroom. And they were passing out toilet tissue, and they gave you, like, you know how it comes in little perforated sheets? Well, they gave me two. And it just so happens I needed more than two little one-ply tissue paper sheets of toilet paper. And they told me I had to pay for some extra ones. So I'm going to make sure that I have some kind of little toilet paper or wipes or something in my purse when I'm visiting foreign countries.
Yeah.
And
I had to stop a call from ringing. I said it's important to take those precautions and don't think that they're. You can continue on. I didn't want us to be distracted.
Okay. And when I went to China, now this was back in like 83. We went across the border to from Hong Kong to China to Shenzhen. Shenzhen was nowhere near like it is now. It was developing. And when we got ready to use the restroom, I had heard about a water closet. I didn't know what a water closet was. And when we ladies got to the so-called water closet, well, it was like a field. And they had some little, I don't even know how to describe this, some holes in the ground that had concrete, maybe about 3 to 5 inches of concrete with a little hole in the center, where you just squatted down out there in the open with everybody looking.
And
do your business there. And thank goodness I had on a mini skirt. So it was not difficult.
And you could be a lady. And you could be a lady. You could do it as lady as possible.
I could squat very easily and not worry about getting my clothes wet. Because there was some ladies on the tour who wore pants. And I tell you, you have to take your clothes off and then squat. Now, I don't even know how to squat. I mean, squat on the ground, not squat over a toilet seat, squat on the ground. And
I'm working on my mobility and flexibility now, because you never know what you have to do.
I've been exercising,
and I'm like, I got to get my flexibility right, because you don't know what you have to do. And, oh, my God,
yeah,
what about the people that couldn't squat?
Well, there was a lady on the tour who was pregnant. And she had on some kind of like a romper or a coverall. It was a cute outfit, but it was
She had to drop them down. She had to drop them down to
ankle. And take her pantyhose off.
Some people are like, what? That's very foreign, Cousin Linda. But yes,
yeah,
ladies,
and
pantyhose. And I still wear pantyhose. But yes, pantyhose are an item. We had to talk about that on one of our beauty shows.
I exited the so-called restroom, this lady's husband was out there waiting for her, and he didn't understand what was taking so long, and I had to explain to him the procedures that people had to go through to use the hole in the ground.
And then he's probably thinking, well, my wife need me with all that.
Yeah, he probably thought she was going into labor or something because it was taking so long. But, yeah, a lot of people, and I mean, there were no petitions. You're just out like in an open field. And like I say, you have to squat. And we took a train over there, and the train was like a cattle train almost to me. Because I had to stand up. I didn't know. I didn't understand why.
I'm ready for international travel. Even here when we're traveling in America, I mean, there are some areas, like some lifestyles I don't know how I'm going to deal. Okay.
Well, it was scorching hot. And there, you know, there's definitely no air conditioning or anything like that. And the windows on the train were open. And so when we were lining up to board the train, all these Asian people were running and carrying on. I didn't understand why they were running. That was to get a seat. See, they knew the 411, and we didn't. So I had to stand
up. Well,
I
can relate to that.
Home.
That was dinner time here in our house with my big brothers and sisters.
Well, we had
and then our buffet was you and Cousin Henri.
Oh, definitely, yes. So anyway, I stood up from Hong Kong to Shenzhen. And like I said, it was hot and humid. And our tour guide had told us, don't worry, when we got to wherever we were going, because we had to make a stop, And she said, there'll be plenty of water there to quench your thirst. Boy, we couldn't wait to get to wherever we were going, a little stop off, so we could get some water to quench our thirst. Well, she didn't tell us the water was boiling water. It was in this urn, like it was a very elaborate, very pretty container.
Oh my God!
It was silver.
I wish they filmed reality shows back during these trips that you share stories about. I mean, these would be amazing reality shows.
Yeah,
the collectors don't have anything on your life.
They had like these little porcelain cups. But the water was boiling water, and our tour guide was so happy because she was thinking that we would have been happy because she was saying how refreshing. You know, when you drink a beverage or something, and you say, because you're quenching
right,
your thirst.
Like I'm doing now.
She was drinking boiling water and was excited, and we were like, it's hot as hell here. And we're drinking boiling water. You know, I could have understood it if it was tea, but it was water, boiling water. But anyway, once we got over to Shenzhen and left the
and
water,
we have a couple
closet,
more minutes. We have like a minute and a half.
Okay, and when we got on the tour, the tour included lunch, which was very, very, very delicious.
Uh huh.
So that's it. Mhm.
Also, it was a good story after that on hot water.
Yeah,
but that's what's good about
traveling.
You learn a lot.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Yes. Nobody prepared me for that.
I know. Wow.
Yeah, so just take a lot of things that you might think are unnecessary. Take them anyway.
Right, because those people that looked at you about the regarding the malaria, I mean, I hope none of them went back home with malaria, because you did your research, so you knew I better get this pill. Was it called a vaccination pill? What was it called? Antibiotic?
No, I forget what it was called, but it was I forget how many pills it was, but I had to take one every day.
I guess it's equivalent to like a malaria vaccination pill to prevent it, right? Wow. Right. People looking at you and you looking at them like, why y'all didn't do your research?
Mm-hmm.
Because no one wants to get sick while traveling.
Yeah. No.
So you right. So,
stories on that for the next travel show. I did
okay, that
sick.
Will be good because we have touched the tip of the iceberg discussing travel insurance, but not any of your personal stories because I never heard of you personally being ill on a trip, but maybe you had a cold or something. But
it was worth
and
that.
I pray in the future when I'm traveling with you that we don't get sick, that we stay good. That's why I'm working hard to be in good health for our travels here in the States and abroad.
Yeah. So has the show ended?
It is, yes.
Okay.
It only had a couple minutes, so yeah.
Okay.
But I'm all into your conversation. I wasn't even looking at the screen, but I was watching the time.
Yeah.
As I watched the screen and it pop off, and I'm listening. For some reason, I was deep into listening. I'm always deep into listening, but that was very interesting. Yeah, it ended. It ends on time. So that's why I was like a minute and a half. Yes. So tomorrow is Tootie and Fun Friday at 4 o'clock. Yes,
yeah,
so I don't know what you want to talk about.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever.
But you said you, I need to see that about the bud bags. I seen the awesome songs that you had put up, Tammy Terrell, right at Showtime, and I put in the comments, it's podcast time, and then I inboxed you. But you were jamming, look, you were DJing. I was like, DJ Lin Lin jamming. Let me let her know what time it is.
Yeah, I had totally forgot about it.
Cause look, you were DJing. I was like, look at Kevin London. She's DJing away.
Yeah,
you know, they were popping those songs up, and they were good songs, too.
Yeah,
I was like, Cousin Linda ready for the weekend.
Now, you know I post songs every day.
I was like, you were jamming, too. I'm like, I'm like, it's showtime. I know usually we do 11, but yesterday I went ahead and scheduled for 4 p.m., and I thought I had sent it to you, but I know you see all my posts on the pages. But I'm like, it's 4 p.m., Cousin Linda having a party.
Yeah, she sent it to me, and I just forgot about it yesterday or whatever. And then today, because I had talked to a friend of mine in Oregon, and I was like, well,
oh, you talked to your friend in Oregon. So you talked to your friend in Oregon.
Uh-huh. And so I was saying, well, I don't know. What am I going to do at 4? I'll probably watch Perry Mason. And just so happens, I went on Facebook, and I saw I had a message in Messenger, and I was like, oh, okay, Beth has a show. Because you put on their podcast is on now or something like that. And I was like, I forgot all that.
I think I put it on your Tammy Terrell jam. I said, jam, let me write in her comments.
Yeah.
All right, let me write in her comments.
Yeah, that's where it was on the Tammy Terrell thing. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
because I have we look forward to prayer line at 6, and then I watch Perry Mason. Yeah, I watch Perry Mason and Matlock, and then at 11, I'm trying to find something to watch. Only on Friday, I know Hawaii 5-0 is coming on, and I did finally start watching Nash Bridges on Monday, and I don't really like Nash
Bridges. Oh, you love Nash Bridges, too? So you watch Nash Bridges on which network?
I don't really like Nash Bridges because I didn't like Don.
I love Nash Bridges, and you know one reason why? Because I love Don Johnson, but I've never been to your city of San Francisco, but I love, just like I love watching Walker, Texas Ranger for Dallas backdrop, I like to watch San Francisco in the background.
It's not a lot of the San Francisco backdrop to me. It looks more like it's most of it is filmed on a studio set. But
I noticed that too. I'm like, most of it is like it just in certain areas. Yeah,
they'll show you a street scene or something when he's driving crazy.
Right.
But, yeah, a lot of the interior.
I noticed that.
Like,
but Walker, Texas Walker, I mean, really in Big D. They were always blocking traffic filming that.
Okay. I never was. And I don't like Chuck Norris because he's a big-time racist.
Oh, you know,
Chuck Norris is...
Is he a racist?
Yes. And he's a big-time Trump supporter.
Oh.
So you know what kind of racist he is if he likes Trump, that crew.
Whoa.
But I just didn't like Walker, Texas Ranger, and especially when they brought that woman on there, whatever her name was, but she came from the soap operas. And
that blonde-haired lady, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of her
North.
Name.
Yeah.
I'm wondering where the black guy is now. I wonder where she is. Now, Chuck Norris,
he's
he does
dead.
Pop up on Facebook sometimes.
Well, he's dead. Clarence Gilliard.
Chuck Norris is not dead.
Yes, he is.
Unless he just died this year, because he had a birthday earlier this year.
He died recently. Let me see here.
Yeah, because I know he had a birthday earlier this year because I had just thought, wonder where he's doing, if he's in good health or not. And then he had a birthday like in January or February, and he looked good. So if he died, he just died recently.
They'll show folks happy birthday and folks are dead. And then they'll post dead folks.
But I'm saying it was actually him talking on his birthday on his Facebook page. He actually was talking. And he looked good.
Okay, my computer done decided to freeze up, so I can't check nothing. It's going so slow here. Let me see here.
Look, you can always see him overnight doing that infomercial.
I watch him on Matlock. Clarence Gilliard, cause of death. Okay, Clarence Gilliard Jr., star of Walker, Texas Ranger, dead November 29th, 2022. So when did
he must have died right after his birthday. When his birthday? Because I know it seemed like his birthday was this year.
He died.
Okay, March the 10th.
Well, then that must have been something old. Because I could
what
did
you say his name is? What did you say his name is?
Clarence Gilliard Jr.
No, that's not his name. His name Carlos Ray Chuck Norris.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Chuck Norris, the martial artist.
No, you said you wonder what happened to the black guy on the show, and I said he
died. Oh, the black guy. Oh, I thought you were talking about Chuck Norris. Okay, the black guy, what happened?
I don't know nothing about Chuck Norris other than he a racist. I don't keep up with nothing on him. You mentioned the black guy.
I was saying when you mentioned the lady, I said sometimes I think, wonder what happened to the black guy and where she is. I can't think of her name, but what was the black guy's name?
Clarence Gilliard Jr. And that, yeah, when you said you wonder what happened to him, and that's when I said he died. And
oh,
he
I
was
thought
saying,
you were saying Chuck Norris is dying. I was like, he just had a birthday in the spring, and sure enough, his birthday in March. Because I know I sent him on his Facebook page, but how old was Clarence? Oh, okay. What did he die from?
I don't know. Let me see here. All this stuff keeps popping up.
I know. I hate that about my phone. Those ads. I know you're talking about those ads.
Uh-huh.
I hate it. Those ads pop up. Oh, they make me so mad. I'm like, oh, my God.
A lot of them, they won't let you read it. They want you to subscribe. Let me see.
Right.
I know he was really into white women, too.
I believe that. He seemed like it. But look, on the TV show, they always put him with, they always made his date a black woman. You know, a background actress, an extra that didn't have any speaking words. Yeah, but I knew he really dated white women or married to one.
He dated Lynn Whitfield. She had a nice little part on Matlock. They had a nice little relationship on Matlock. But let me see if this, I'm trying to, when he was announced he died at the age of, after a long illness. He was rather young.
Because Chuck Norris was 83. Yeah. But, he was young. So So he was like in his late 20s and early 30s when he played that role. So I have no idea what that, but I thought I remembered that lady from somewhere else. And so she was on a soap opera.
Yeah, she was.
Because I didn't know if it was like a Saturday morning show. You know, like one of them after school specials or something like that. But, okay, she was from the soap opera.
Mm-hmm. Because I couldn't stand them. And especially on Walker, Texas Ranger. For some reason, these producers of these shows feel like these guys have to have a love interest. Because I know the rifle, there was no need for a love interest. But they claim the fans be wanting them to have love interest. And maybe the fans do. I don't know. Because I loved Magnum P.I. The fans were talking about they can't believe three guys, you know, buddies or whatever, and they don't have any girlfriends. I said, these folks be wanting to see sex and cussing. And I said, well, what y'all don't realize is we only see an hour of the show. We don't see their entire lives. We don't have to know that they have girlfriends. So every now and then they put a girlfriend on for Magnum P.I., McGarry, Hawaii
5-0. Felt that everybody had to be cheating on each other. Old Dallas and New Dallas. felt like they had to have not just one love entry, but many love entries. Just hold. Just hold.
And
you make a good point. And sometimes they take away from the storyline.
Well, and that's what took away from me, because I didn't need to see Chuck Connors on the Rifleman slobbering on some woman. That just wasn't necessary. He was a widower. And, you
and
know,
then they got married and had a baby. Then they had to put on that in, I'm talking about on Walker, Texas Ranger.
What?
He and her, that lady, they got married and had a baby.
Oh, that's hard.
Yes. I know. Mm-hmm. And even when I'm watching the reruns, you make a good point. I'm like, why did they put that in the script?
They claim that's what the viewers want. I don't think so. I think they got some old perverted.
Wanted action. The viewers wanted action. That's what we wanted.
That was
it must have been an action show.
Because, I mean, on Hawaii 5-0, they had to give Dano a girlfriend a couple of times. And these relationships ain't going to work out. At least Texas Rangers' relationship worked out. But,
and they don't.
Because
some of the fans don't like them. You're right. Like, you could care less about that lady. And I have mixed emotions, too, about even watching the reruns. But when fans don't like somebody, too, you gone, baby.
Well, yeah, they were talking about
are the show gone? Are the show gone? And you make a good point.
Right.
That might be why my reboot of Dallas did not work out. Because we cannot figure out. Because, you know, I even have a Dallas page trying to reboot Dallas. But you make a good point. That's probably why Dallas didn't work out. Had everybody sleeping around with everybody on the new Dallas, too, more than the old Dallas. So that's probably why. You're making a good point, taking away from the storyline and putting all this sleeping around.
Mm-hmm. Because on Dallas, the original, everybody knew JR was a hoe, and we knew Lucy was a hoe. Well, that was enough. JR and Lucy, because Lucy slept with everybody.
And then on the reboot, John Tenderson, JR Jr., on the reboot, he inherited his daddy's horseshoe.
Yeah.
And they just rewrote it, and they went out the ceiling with it.
And I got tired of looking at folks in the bed on the new Dallas. I was like, oh, this ain't even worth me watching. Mm-mm. No.
That us Dallas fans that want to say Dallas hadn't even seen. They had a whole fourth season already. Now, it's going on 10 years, and we still haven't seen that fourth season. But you're right. It's probably full of tossing and turning in the sheets.
Yeah. Okay, well, the news may come on, cuz, so I'm going to have to go.
Oh, yeah.
I'll catch you in the morning on the prayer line.
And tomorrow at 4, and so sad for Maui.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you.
Love you, too.
Great info.
Bye-bye.
Great info.
Okay.
And I loved your prayer the other day with that lady. That lady was good that prayed for us the other afternoon. She prayed on your assignment. Ooh, that was beautiful.
Yeah, it was still good. Yeah.
Yes,
well,
Lord. Right. Ooh, yes, you prophesied some good stuff on you. Yes. Okay. Well, love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.